Welcome to that Realtor Investor Show. This is your host, Caroline. I am an active realtor and investor right here in Southern California. On today's episode, I want to talk about how you can find the right mortgage lender when it comes to home buying or investing in real estate. Now, this subject might be very basic knowledge for some of you, but if you're a first-time home buyer or you're looking to make your first investment, please listen to these tips, because working with a great lender versus a bad one will make a big difference in your life, because this will determine if you're ever going to purchase again or not, because the transaction was a nightmare. Now, this episode is based on my personal experience of working with bad loan officers versus great ones. And every day I see home buyers, my own clients, working with great, good ones and really bad ones. And right now I'm in a couple of transactions where lenders are just not cutting it. So I thought I should definitely put this information out there for everyone to be aware. The reality is, anytime you do a real estate transaction, and I will refer to real estate, but I'm sure when I give you this saying, you will know that this can work in any industry, but you want to be definitely on the lookout, because some people will overpromise and underdeliver. They will tell you, yes, we can get it done. Or they'll make you all types of promise, and then when it comes time to act, they're nowhere to be found. Here's a few things to do and to avoid. Now, the reality is there's many, many different places where you can get a mortgage loan. You can get a mortgage loan through a credit union or a bank. Typically, they have excellent rates if your finances are clean, if you have great credit score, if you do have a down payment, you have 2 years or more of stable income, and you meet their strict guidelines. That's for the banks and credit unions. Now, these institutions, you have to know, the loan officers that work for them, typically, in most cases, they work a 9-to-5, Monday to Friday. So if you're looking at homes on the weekend or after work, and you're trying to submit offers, or you want to get more information, you need to contact your lender because you might be looking at a different price range, etc. Well, most likely you won't hear from them either until the next day, or if it's a Saturday, you might not hear from them until Monday. So this is one of like the downfall from working with credit union and banks. And also, you know, they're not going to work on your paperwork or your file or your escrow on the weekends. They're not. The other places that you can get a mortgage loan are from direct lenders and mortgage brokers. Now, these two people, they both have a lot of resources on loan types and have way more availability. They typically work around their client's schedule, okay? So if you're submitting an offer at 7 p.m. on a Sunday, most likely we'll be able to reach them, and they'll be able to help us, because here's the reality, guys. When you're submitting an offer, you always want to have your mortgage lender, and this is one strategy that us realtors use. You want to have your lender reach out to the listing agent to certify that you're pre-approved, to certify your finances, and to kind of get in touch. It's more of a personal touch as well with the listing agent, so they get familiar, because there's nothing worse than when us realtors were trying to get an offer accepted and the listing agent / the seller want to look at your finances, or they want to look at your debt to income ratio, or they want to see the whole package, but your already your lender might not be able to be reached. Now, before I talk about my next subject, I want you guys to know that it's preferable for you as a borrower to have a lender that you can talk to on the phone. Maybe you have their cell phone number that you can text, that you can email, and they respond very quickly. Also, having a lender that is local that you can meet to at their office, or that you know are in the same state, maybe in the same county or a close county, because they know the market better than if somebody's in North California and you're buying in Los Angeles. They might not know the market as well as someone that's local. And that's going to help you with the loan process, with signing loan documents, with maybe, not all the time, but sending a local appraiser to give us the value of the property, etc. Be aware of online lenders. You will maybe see on Google or Zillow or etc. some lenders that are just doing everything online, and typically these lenders are not local. They might be located in the East Coast, they might be located up north, etc. And what happens is, if that's the case, they might be on a different time zone. Now, you might be able to qualify, or you might be able to get a better rate with online lenders, which is fine. But if you're going to do so, you want to search really, really good about the customer experience that they give. And again, typically, the only way you can reach online lenders, or what I have seen a lot, is there's multiple people that are on the file side of thing, where there's different people. You might be talking to a different person anytime you call, etc. And that can get very frustrating, especially as a first-time home buyer, because first of all, you're not familiar with home buying. You don't have experience. So now you're adding a new aspect that can make it stressful or overwhelming. So I would avoid online lenders. Now let's get into the great part of the good qualities that you should seek for. And then I made a list of all the red flags that you should completely avoid. So number one, experience and reputation. You want to look at a track record of experience. You want to look into positive customer reviews and their history of closing. Now, please don't be shy. Ask the lender question. Ask how many years of experience they have. How many closing have they done? How many closing in the area that you're buying have they done? Because honestly, that's really gonna help you lay the picture to see if it's a good fit or not. Number two, you want a loan officer that is willing to give you your time, give you their time, and give you estimates and respect your boundaries, okay? If you don't want to run your credit score with the lender, you just wanna get an estimate, you can tell them that's what you want. And if they're not willing to do that, then you call someone else. Don't be shy. This is a business transaction. At the end of the day, is nothing personal, unless you might have, you know, a relationship with the person already. But yeah, you don't need to run your credit score with the loan officer. Just be honest, just be upfront, and be upfront about all of your finances, your debts, what you think your credit score is like. Especially if you're just starting and you're not ready to get pre-approved, this is going to be one of the great indicators to know if this lender is a fit or not. A good quality to seek into a loan officer is Do they offer a wide range of loan options? And do they have competitive interest rate? Now, as I was saying a little bit earlier, banks and credit unions typically, especially banks, they will do just those traditional loans, versus direct lenders and mortgage brokers will have much more flexibility into creative loan options, even just for down payment options. They typically have more access, and they also offer really good rates. Next is, you want to work with someone that provides an excellent customer service. Now, a loan officer should be responsive from the beginning. They should also be addressing all your inquiries in a timely manner, and they should be willing to explain everything, because especially, again, I keep saying it, but I just think it's so important, because I have made that mistake, and I have some clients that have made those mistakes as well, that they get pre-approval, or they're submitting their paperwork and they don't know what they're doing, which is fine. You shouldn't know what you're doing. The professional that you're working with should be explaining everything to you, so it's clear and concise, because doing so, that's going to allow you to go from your first home to maybe your dream home, or from your first home to buying investment later on, etc. So it's really important to have somebody that's going to explain everything about your loan very thorough, because us realtors, we can explain the basics, but really your loan officer should be explaining the ins and outs, because there's so much material into getting a mortgage loan that a realtor can look at it, but they're not in a place to give you any mortgage advice. Number five, transparency and integrity. You know you found the right professional when they're transparent about all aspects of your loan and all aspects of the loan process, including your rate, including all the fees that are associated with getting a mortgage and closing on a home, what we call closing cost, and the risk. They should explain to you all the risks that are associated with the transaction. And that goes for realtors as well, but we're just gonna talk about loan officers here, okay? So a great lender will provide you as well with copies of all the documents, either to you, and now I'm referring to your pre-approval package, or to your realtor. Now, the reality is, I understand that in the past, getting a pre-qualification letter was sufficient. Well, that was the past. Now we need a pre-approval letter. That is fine, that can still work, but preferably a pre-approval package. Now, what's the difference between all the pre-qualification, pre-approval, and pre-approval package? Pre-qualification letter is basically when you just call a lender, you just tell them your income, your debt, and how much down payment you have. They don't run anything. They don't look at your credit. They just go based off of what you said. Based on what Jessica said, she qualifies for this much with this much. That's it. And so that's why it's called pre-qualification letter, pre-qualified. Pre-approval letter is when a loan officer has looked at your finances, your taxes, W-2, pay stubs, bank statements, they have run your credit and assessed all your debts. Now, the emphasis here is pre-approval letter. It is just one page typically that indicate the mortgage loan, that you're the mortgage type that you're going with, your purchase price, how much down payment, and sometimes they'll even put, well, the middle credit score is this much. Now that is fine, but if you're in a competitive market, which in a lot of market we are right now in Southern California, you want to have a pre-approval package. What does that consist of? It consists of your pre-approval letter. Now, really good lenders will do a page introducing themselves with all their information. You will have a page where it shows your credit score, all three credit from credit bureaus, from the three credit bureaus. You will also see a page where it shows your monthly income and then your monthly debt. And you also have a page where it shows, well, based off all that information, here is your debt to income ratio. And you also have showing funds available for the purchase. Last quality I want to talk about is the accessibility in communication. How accessible is this mortgage lender? Are you able to get a response in a timely manner? Are you able to maintain a clear communication with your loan officer? And they should have good availability, and they definitely should tell you from the start, here is my availability, here's how you can reach me, and set the expectations from the start. Here's a list of red flags. Now, if any of that happens, you should literally just move on to the next lender. Honestly, because if that's happening from the start, where you're not even looking for a house, you just have submitted your paper or you're in the middle of it, run. Okay, number one, if they don't call you back. Now I'm saying if they don't call you back, if they don't text you back, if they don't email you back. I mean, and you have tried, no. It's a no. Because if they don't answer you, well, unless they're on vacation or something, I mean, chances are they're not going to answer many people once we're in escrow. Okay? If they don't give you estimates. Now, if they don't give you estimates, or if they don't give you a payment breakdown, this is like a bad sign. If they only work 9 to 5, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying chances are if your lender is only working 9 to 5, like you can't reach him after 5, it's going to take more than 30 days for you to close on your transaction, to close escrow, to take possession of a house, okay? You have to consider it's at least going to take 45 days, which I'm not going to say my lender, but a lot of mortgage brokers and direct lenders that are out there can easily close transaction between 14 to 21 days. That's how aggressive and how fast they are, because they work the hours that their clients need them. Now, if a lender doesn't explain your pre-approval, that's also no bueno. I don't like that. I don't like that for my clients, and I obviously don't like that for myself, and I don't advise it. If a lender doesn't ask for all your documents, and that happens a lot to first-time home buyers. They say, oh yeah, I talked with a lender and they told me I qualify for this much. Okay, well, did you submit your taxes? They look at everything? No, they just told me over the phone. Okay, well, you're not pre-approved then. If a lender gives you a pre-qualification letter and tells you it's okay for you to go look at houses, big red flag. Because as I mentioned, pre-qualification letter were okay back in the days, but now the dynamics have changed, especially after the pandemic. Sellers, they want to know that the buyers that are walking through their house are pre-approved and ready to go, and they're in full force. They don't really want lucky loose in their properties. So, and the reason I say that is because during the pandemic, sellers wanted to see that pre-approval letter. They want to see your proof of funds, your credit, and everything, even if you weren't submitting an offer. And now that the inventory of houses is still very short, a lot of sellers out there are still requesting to see that pre-approval, especially when you get to a certain purchase price bracket. I have seen houses, even in the Yucca Valley, in the desert, where sellers have said, you're not gonna show my house until I see your buyer's proof of funds and pre-approval letter or package. And the thing is, especially if you're, although you're a home buyer, if you're dealing with an agent that is experienced, they will laugh at us if we send a pre-qualification letter. Literally, it doesn't look professional. It doesn't look like we have it together. Let me know what are your thoughts. Let me know if you have ever been through a purchase or a refinance and things didn't go as expected, or if you actually everything went as expected and you were very satisfied. I would love to hear your stories, and let me know what are your thoughts, comments, questions, or even the next podcast you would like for me to talk about. So here it is, guys. I wanted to do a mini-sode, but I went a little bit over time. I got very passionate because, honestly, it's the worst to work with a loan officer that doesn't respond, that we constantly have to chase after, that, you know, they're trying to be a hero and trying to be a people pleaser, and we're in escrow and it gets so difficult. So I wanted to make kind of this quick episode for you guys to be aware of these items. And this is in my personal and professional experience. As you know, I'm a real estate agent. I'm a licensed realtor. I am not a mortgage lender or a loan officer or any of that. So again, this is just my strict opinion. It's nothing personal, but it's things that I think the public, especially for some home buyers, should be aware so that they can make the right decision. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you on the next one. Welcome to That Realtor Investor Show. Today is a special episode as I'm going to answer questions that I got on Instagram, everything related to real estate. So let's jump into it.